Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to MTAR Technologies Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vidhi Vasa. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Atharva. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of MTAR Technologies, I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants for Q1 FY27 earnings discussion call. Today on our call, we have Mr. Srinivas Reddy, Managing Director and Promoter, Mr. Gunneswara Rao, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Srilekha Jasthi, Head Strategy and IR. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor deck and press release that we have uploaded on the exchange and on the company's website. I would like to give a short disclaimer before we begin the call. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our beliefs, opinion, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. Now I hand over the call to Srinivas, sir. Over to you, sir.
Hello, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. Today on the call, I'm joined by Mr. Gunneswara Rao, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Srilekha Jasthi, Head Strategy and Investor Relations, and Orient Capital, our investor relation partners. We have uploaded our updated investor deck, press release, and results highlights on the stock exchanges at the company website. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. I'm pleased to share that we have delivered another strong quarter, with our quarterly performance remaining in line with our growth guidance provided for the current fiscal year. We continue to see strong momentum across all our business verticals, supported by favorable industry tailwinds and a healthy pipeline of opportunities. During the quarter, we registered revenue of ₹360.7 crores, with an EBITDA margin of 23.6%, which is in line with our annual guidance. While the financial performance is very encouraging, what gives me greater confidence is not just the numbers, but the direction in which the company is heading right now. We strongly believe that the company is at an inflection point, with each of our key business verticals positioned for the next phase of growth. The sectors in which we operate, be it civil nuclear power, aerospace and defense, and clean energy, all are witnessing strong growth across both domestic and international markets. With long-term strategic vision and a strong spirit of innovation, we have built differentiated capabilities and niche product portfolio across these strategic sectors, consistently investing in technologies and capabilities well ahead of broader market adoption. Today, as these sectors gain significant momentum, the strength and diversity of our key product portfolio are redefining our growth trajectory and creating multiple avenues for sustained long-term growth. In civil nuclear power, the capabilities we have built over the past five decades, with a lot of foresight, are translating into meaningful opportunities moving forward. We received our highest-ever order inflow in this segment during the last quarter for Kaiga 5 and 6 reactors, and looking forward for more orders from refurbishment of existing reactors during the current quarter as well. I'm also pleased to highlight our notable contribution to the Fargo reactors, which recently achieved criticality, a strategically significant milestone for India's nuclear energy program. The company has played a pivotal role in this prestigious national program, having supplied a majority of the critical assemblies for the reactors, reflecting the depth of our engineering and manufacturing capabilities built over decades. Looking ahead, the proposed development of four nuclear reactors at Mahi Banswara through the NTPC-NPCIL partnership represents another significant opportunity for the company. With the Government of India targeting 100 gigawatts of nuclear power capacity by 2047, we believe the long-term opportunity for the company in this sector is substantial. From an execution perspective of current orders, we expect to see a very meaningful ramp-up during the current fiscal year, with a significant growth happening moving forward as well. We already have a strong order book in this segment and supported by healthy pipeline of opportunities and regular order inflows expecting going forward as well. We believe civil nuclear vertical has transitioned to a more consistent and sustainable growth trajectory with substantially reduced cyclicality compared to the past. Clean energy continues to demonstrate a strong momentum. We received record order inflows during the quarter, further strengthening our already robust order book and providing strong visibility for growth going forward. Our capacity augmentation plan for fuel cells being implemented in three phases remains on track, with phase one already commissioned, the phase two to be commissioned by September, October of this year, while phase three, which is a multifold capacity expansion, will be completed in March of 2027. Being developed for fuel cells is designed to support multiple products under one roof, providing us with greater scale and operational efficiency. An important point to highlight here is that our expansion is not limited to adding physical capacity. We have initiated manpower training and are working on automation initiatives well ahead of capacity coming on stream, ensuring that we are operationally prepared to support the expected ramp up in volumes moving forward in the coming years. While we continue to cater to multiple areas within clean energy, we are also focused on further developments that can become meaningful growth drivers over the long term. In line with this strategy, we have entered the data center infrastructure solution segment, where we see significant growth potential. Initial set of data center infrastructure products are currently in progress. Upon successful completion of the qualification process, we expect a meaningful ramp-up over the next year. We are currently working on the first batch of products against the potential requirement of 8 times this requirement for the order what we have received at this time, providing opportunity for the substantial scale-up of this vertical. To support this opportunity, we are also setting up a dedicated facility for data center infrastructure solutions. We are witnessing a good traction in hydropower and wind energy segments as well, and we continue to pursue select products in this segment. Clean energy will remain a major driver of revenues by end of this fiscal year. In aerospace and defense, the growth remains encouraging, and we expect significant order inflows as multiple programs and customer engagements are in progress. In the domestic defense segment, we are anticipating volume orders for actuator assemblies for LCA Tejas Mark 1A, as well as orders for wing kits and electromechanical actuators for various defense programs. With the overall opportunity potential exceeding more than 250 crores, the execution from domestic space vertical is expected to witness a steady growth. Our MNC aerospace business continues to demonstrate phenomenal growth potential with significant demand from existing customers for products that have already been qualified. To support the anticipated volume ramp-ups, we are setting up multiple sub-units within our existing dedicated aerospace facility. One of our key differentiators has been the pace at which we have established customer-specific manufacturing capabilities, including our new dedicated aerospace facility and NADCAP-approved special processes facility. Our ability to establish these capabilities within a short time frame has been used very positively by our customers and reinforces their confidence in our ability to support their growing requirements. With qualified products moving towards higher volumes, increasing demand from existing customers, and multi-year visibility across key programs, we believe aerospace and defense is well positioned to emerge as a significant growth driver for the company. While we continue to pursue multiple new inquiries to capture the next leg of growth, our immediate focus remains on completing the first article qualification of existing products and ramping up volumes. As these programs progress, we will also look to onboard new customers. We expect to double our revenues in aerospace and defense segment during the current fiscal year, with a significant ramp-up from this base anticipated over the next 3-4 years. Importantly, this growth outlook is largely driven by our existing programs and product portfolio, with further upside potential as the new inquiries currently under discussion materialize and additional products are added to our portfolio. The oil and gas facility will be operational by this October. We have already delivered the first articles to our customers, while the first articles for Class A components for another customer are currently under process. As discussed in the last earnings call, we expect a robust closing order book of 5,000 crores by end of this fiscal year, providing a strong revenue visibility. Our closing order book by end of this quarter already stands at 5,143 crores, and we have received additional 800 crores of orders today, with further order inflows expected across all key sectors over the coming quarters. We remain confident in sustaining the growth momentum going forward. While we have a robust 5-year roadmap to pursue growth across all sectors, execution remains our key focus in the near term. Our ongoing expansions across all verticals remain a key priority as we continue to build the capacity required to support the next phase of growth. At the same time, as we pursue the long-term strategic opportunities ahead of us, prioritization of projects and prudent allocation of capital will remain equally important for us. We continue to focus on maintaining healthy working capital, strengthening operating cash flows, and maintaining a healthy balance sheet while ensuring that capital is deployed towards opportunities that can deliver sustainable growth and improve our returns. Timely execution as per customer requirements is another important area of focus. We continue to strengthen our management and technical teams, enhance operational efficiencies, and build the manufacturing capabilities required to deliver on our growing order book and meet our execution targets. Improving EBITDA margins also remains a key priority as we scale our revenues. With the progress we are seeing across all key verticals and initiatives underway to strengthen our capacity and execution, I would like to reiterate our confidence in achieving the guidance given earlier at 80% revenue growth for the current fiscal year with an EBITDA margin of 24% plus minus 100 basis points. And we are pretty confident to do better than the guidance given earlier to everyone. We remain focused on building a world-class institution with a diversified and sustainable business for the long term. I would like to thank all our shareholders for their continued trust and confidence in the company. Now, our CFO, Mr. Guneshwar Rao, will discuss in detail on the financial performance for Q1 FY27. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And good morning, everyone. And thank you for joining us on the earning call. We have recorded highest ever revenue of 360 crores in Q1 FY27, registering a strong growth compared to the corresponding period last year and also last quarter. Overall, the company witnessed a healthy growth on both YOY and QOQ basis, driven by the strong execution of various products. I would now like to provide an update on our consolidated financial performance for this quarter compared to the previous year first quarter. So revenue from the operation is at 360.7 crore in Q1 FY27 as against 156.6 crore in Q1 FY26. Which resulted in a 130.4% increase in revenue. EBITDA reported at 85.1 crore in Q1 FY27 as compared to 28.4 crore in Q1 FY26, and this has translated to 199.7% increase compared to the last year first quarter. Profit before tax stands at 67.4 crore in Q1 FY27 as against 14.8 crore in Q1 FY26. Which is 355% increase. Profit after tax was at 50.2 crore in Q1 FY27 as against 10.8 crore in Q1 FY26, which is 364.5% increase compared to the last year first quarter. So while we expect strong growth across all sectors in which the company operates, the company also focusing on the customer diversification strategy, increasing wallet share from the existing customers as informed by RMD. Along with this growth, the company will continue to focus, maintain healthy cash flows from the operations, making careful capital investment decisions, managing working capital efficiently to support sustainable long-term growth. When it comes to the working capital days, we have achieved 59 days compared to the 172 days during the FY26 for entire year, supported by various initiatives undertaken by the company, including better commercial terms with the customers and also monitoring the each element of the working capital on daily, weekly basis. So we were able to reach to 59 days. Whereas our guidance given in this year is 172 days, so we have given a guidance, whereas we achieved 60 days. By end of the year, we were expecting to maintain 100 days as compared to the previous year, previous guidance of 170 or 150 days in that range. The gross margins we achieved as 45.61% in this quarter. And as compared to the last year, 47.65%, this is due to revenue mix which has happened in this year. And we are continuously monitoring the improvement of the gross margins wherever possible. Then EBITDA margins is at 85.1 crore in this quarter. 85.1 crore in this quarter, which is actually 23.54% we achieved as against yearly guidance of 24% we have given. And last quarter EBITDA margins was at 20.11%, and this is due to operating leverage we achieved through the higher revenues and also monitoring of the cost. ROCE is at 17.2% versus 11.4%. And we expected to, reach 23% next year. Our PAT is at 50.22 crore for this quarter, which is 13.92% as against 6.9% in Q1 FY26. And last quarter also, we achieved a good set of the PAT numbers because our revenues are growing multifold from now onwards because of the strong order book what we have, and also whatever sectors we were doing first articles last 2-3 years, it is now in the production ramp up stage, and the customers were increasing the orders in this sector. First articles whatever we completed, we are getting at least 10 to 15 times of the volumes in the aerospace sector. And the cash flow from operations is at 247.69 crores in this quarter, as against 191.66 crores so in the last year. This is mainly due to the various initiatives undertaken by the company, including working capital and other areas, better commercial terms with customers. And other important fact, other important metric we are seeing, our debt is at 423.6 crores as of 30th June 2026. So we have an investment of 379 crores as of this month, and like July end, we have 379 crores of the investments are there. So literally there is no debt in the company except some 20-30 crores after adjusting the cash balances whatever we have. And as explained by our MD, we are in a phase of the expansion of the various verticals in the company. And this requires almost 500 crores of capex for this year, and also next year put together these capex required for the existing expansion plans, whatever we have undertaken. So thank you everyone for joining this call, and we appreciate your time and for your trust and confidence reposed on the company. Thank you very much. So you can take up the question and answers now.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. And congratulations on a very good quarter. My first question is, sir, can you help us with the tentative execution timelines for the order which you announced today, which is 31 billion?
is it everything of this will get executed in FY28 and FY29 and nothing would be executed in FY27? Is that a fair expectation?
Yeah, I mean, the orders what we received today, the execution timeline is for next year. I mean, the demand is a lot more and it all depends on how soon we can implement our expansion plan and then take it forward. So, the sooner we do and the requirement is obviously for next financial year, but we have to see how soon we can implement our expansion plan and ramp up plan for next year. Which we are targeting that, and let's see how it goes.
Understood. So my second question is, sir, do you expect separate package for nuclear power plant of Mahi Banswara for fuel machining system where we can participate directly, or are you expecting to participate through the EPC vendors?
No, that is through EPC vendors. So we are qualified for a number of projects as we have seen in Tiger 5 and 6. So we expect a good opportunity from this. Tiger 5 and 6 is 2 reactors and these are 4 reactors. And MTR's participation in this project will be much higher than what we can expect from Tiger 5 and 6 as well.
Oh, understood. So my last question, sir, can you help with the execution timelines for the existing nuclear order for Tiger 5 and 6? And how big is the refurbishment order which you're expecting in this quarter?
See, the refurbishment orders overall would be about around 200 plus crores that we need to do for various reactors. We're expecting another 130, 140 crores of orders coming in this quarter. And then obviously we have a lot on our plate in terms of the maximum orders, which will be around close to 800 crores in nuclear division itself, which never happened in the history of this company in the past. And plus the kind of order pipeline that we can see moving forward as well with the new projects coming in and the government's plan to move into much higher gigawatt range. We expect this the momentum to continue over the years. And there will not be any cyclical issues as compared in the past, in earlier, I'm talking about 5-10 years back. But we would see the momentum going forward as well.
And the execution timelines for the existing orders, sir?
So for the refurbishment reactors, it is within 2 years. And for Tiger 5 and 6, the execution timelines range from 1 year to 3 years, 3.5 years.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a request to all the participants to restrict their questions to two questions per participant. Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, on the working capital side, we have seen a significant improvement in terms of inventory days also reduced from 108 to 145. Receivables is also reduced to 140 to 82 on a just want to understand this dramatic reduction in days is very much impressive. So how do you understand in this financial year as well as next year, and given it's a diverse project portfolio, some of them are long cycle, some of them are short cycle. So what are the specific initiatives drive this improvement, and how do you understand in the coming years?
I'll take up this call. So we have negotiated better terms with some of our customers as far as commercial terms is consideration. And also our receivable days are good compared to the last quarter. We were able to negotiate some better terms. One is commercial terms, also the credit period we negotiate. Some of the credit terms are after reaching the customer premises. So we were able to deliver at a faster pace so that we can receive the money. And having said that, our target is for this year is around 100 days. We are targeting to reach that, including keeping consideration of all long cycle projects into consideration. Apart from this, we also is monitoring every element of the working capital, like current assets. We were able to generate GST refund of almost 70 crores per year we are targeting. So that cash flows will be better, cash flow from operations better and all. We wanted to, you know, sustain these levels, you know, constantly negotiating better terms with the both existing customers and also from the new customers. So that's how we can able to do. Everything is done it organically, and there is a possibility of doing inorganically also, but we don't want to do at the cost of, you know, margins. So the inorganically also we can reduce, but it will be the costlier. We don't want to, you know, affect the margins in the company. As long as it is margins are better and everything is good, then only we can take any of the actions. But whatever we have done is organically we are able to reduce now. I hope, sir. I clarified your question.
Yes, sir. So my last question, so I think we have an order book of nearly 5,000 plus crore and today morning around 3,100 crore. So I think if you want to execute more order book, obviously we need to have a kind of facilities and equipment. Earlier you guided other capex. Is there any reiteration that capex, especially for clean energy side? And if you could give the update of oil and gas and clean energy phase 2 for the capex perspective. And how much capex we have incurred in Q1, sir?
Total 80 crores capex is capitalized, but it is not spent in this quarter. It is actually in the form of capital work in progress, and it become capitalized now. For quarter one, we might have spent around 30-35 crores only capex, but overall 80 crores is capitalized, but earlier it was in capital WIP line item. It's a part of fixed assets only. When it comes to 5,000 crores order book, what you mentioned today, we have given an incremental. We received the 3,200. It is not a full order. Already communicated earlier, the incremental order is 800 crores. So it is 5,100 plus 800 plus crores is the total order book as of today. When it comes to the capex plans, so as we said earlier in our call, in my call, is actually around 500 crores we have to incur to take the company into the next level. Next year guidance we are not giving officially as of today. But we are seeing at least 4-5 times of asset turnover, whatever we do, minimum 4-5%, 4-5 times of asset turnover we are targeting. And if you look at our debt is today around 20-25 crores only, after adjusting the investments what we have in the company. So we are very strong in the, as far as the balance sheet is concerned and working capital also into consideration. Total across all sectors, we are going to spend around 500 crores, but everything will not spent in this year. It will be spill over to next one-two quarters of the next financial year. As communicated by our MD, there are phase 1, phase 2 target, phase 2, phase 3 targets are there for which we need to, you know, spend money to increase the, you know, asset turnover ratio at least 6 times. So whatever we spend in the form of capex.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Gaurav Nagori from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Considering the last participant's question, given that you are seeing a very strong demand in the fuel cell segment, are you planning the capacity expansion beyond the 20,000 hot boxes capacity that's already guided? That's question number one. And secondly, if you can elaborate a little bit more on this new product revenue, which has gone to almost 100 crores, almost 50%. Of the clean energy segment revenue run rate?
Yeah, so basically, Gaurav, as I mentioned earlier, we are going to phase 2 is an expansion that should be ready by September for fuel cells, and phase 3 is going to be a multi-fold expansion plan. I can't specify the numbers because of the NDA being signed, but it's going to be a multifold expansion plant, which will be ready by March of 2027 in all probability. So there will be a ramp up which is being organized. A training program is being done right away to gear up to these. One is the capacity and one is the ramp up plan. So both are being addressed, right? So it's going to be a massive multi-floor expansion plan which is in place because of a very strong demand, as you have seen that even today in orders on a consistent basis. And moving forward as well, we see a very strong roadmap in all these sectors moving forward. And what was your second question, Gauri?
Yeah, sir, on this first question only, so when you say March 27 timeline, is it the commissioning by March 27 or you would be starting from March 27? If you can just clarify on that one.
We will be commissioned by March 27, the multifold expansion plan, and then we move on to the ramp-up plan after that from April onwards.
Understood. Phase 2
will be operational by October of this year. Hmm.
Okay. We've already completed our
phase 1 expansion plan in all aspects. So it's done already.
All right. So the capex for this year would be upgraded because of this new phase expansion from October to March 27.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. The second question was on the new product, which has seen a sharp growth in this quarter. In fact, the run rate now is almost 50% of your the fuel cell segment. So is it just one-off deliveries or this would be the run rate continuing from here on as well?
No, it's going to continue. It's going to continue to grow. Actually, we are going into we've got a major demand in this product division and it's going to continue to grow more than what it has grown in Q1. Second half would be even stronger than the first half in all these segments that we're talking about, including the product division.
And this new product segment, I'm assuming, are the product which goes into this fuel cell assembly only, other than the hot box?
No, not necessarily. We have the other products as well. We are doing pretty well in box food. We have a lot of export orders as well. And there's a major contract with one of the MNCs for a huge supply of ball screws for them for the aerospace business. So a lot of work has been done over the past couple of years to get qualified for all this, and now you are seeing those results moving forward.
All right.
It's okay. A combination of everything.
Understood. Just last question, again on the working capital, where we have seen receivables kind of coming down from 140 to 80. Our understanding is that most of this high receivable days is because of the transit time that you have, and then the recovery from the client is having about 40-45 days of working capital days. So if I understood it correctly, this entire decline is because of a better credit terms once the product is delivered at the client site, or any other reason?
No, it's all about better payment terms, credit terms, and various other aspects, right? So that's what it is.
Yeah, not only.
I think Gunesh is
not. So not only the customer got your friend, we also actually got negotiated better terms with other customers also, and the weekly monitoring is in place, and so various actions, not only that. Everything culminated into this reduction.
Okay.
So the end of the day, the idea is to bring down the working capital days would be like we will be sustaining it. We are at 59, 60 days right now, but we'll be below 100 days for the year. So that's what the CFO has mentioned earlier.
Okay. And I mean, the way to look at it is the receivables inventory days, which used to be about 340. Days, which is now down to about 220. So you are saying that both the receivable plus inventory days would sustain around 200, 220 days, and the working capital at 100 days.
Yeah, that's what.
Let us see. All right.
Thank you. That's it from my side. The next question comes from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi. Now, my question is, our key client has increased their earning revenue guidance by 10% to 15%. So assuming that, can we say whatever the guidance we have given, 20% plus minus 5%, there is a higher possibility to upgrade this in the coming quarters?
Sumant, it's like this. I've already said that in my call speech that definitely we have given a certain guidance which we are very confident of, and we'll definitely do better than that. So probably that's what I would say right now. Probably we'll see by end of next quarter how it goes, and then we'll come back to you on that.
Okay. And for this civil nuclear power segment, our order the order book execution is not picking. So when can we expect this the execution is going to happen, which year?
In this year, Sumant, second half of this year, the execution will commence, and it will continue to grow from there on. That's why I clearly said that we are doing certain long cycle projects right now, and the execution will start from second half of this year, and it will continue to grow from there on.
Okay. So this order book is for how many years of the current order book of nuclear power?
Overall, it's for three and a half years. Some of the orders are within 2 years. Overall, we have to execute everything. We have roughly around 800 crores plus, I think, including the one which we're supposed to get where we are declared L1. We're supposed to execute all this within the next 3 years.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So as of today, we have 684 crores of orders, and what we are expecting is 130. So as with that, it is around 815 crores. That was mentioned by our MD, around 800 crores in the last question also. So that is, we are going to, I think we are very confident we'll get in this quarter.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Viprav Srivastav from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Just quickly on the capex side. So you have guided for 500 crores of capex for next couple of years. Out of this, sir, how much will be for non-clean energy segments out of this 500 crores?
So it will be, around 70-30 ratio, but it will be in the 70-30%.
So 30% is for non-free energy segment, right?
Yes.
Okay, so around
Within the clean energy also, some parts can be fungible in other sectors also, so which we will use for other sectors also.
Right, sir. And so out of this 500, how much we have already incurred in quarter one?
So we incurred around 35 crores of capex in the quarter one.
Oh, 35 crores, right?
Yes.
Sure. And so, okay, that's great. And so secondly, on the data center side, where we are obviously, you know, working on first approvals and then we'll be ramping up. So exactly what we'll be doing, and firstly, and secondly, sir, what's the current size of the order we are working on as far as data centers are concerned?
See, data centers, the order is about 45 crores, which we have executed, which we have to do it before March of this year. Now, the way it's, we took the first article right now, that's the initial first article with a couple of 2-3 assemblies, and then we go into the major first set of order, which is about 45 crores, which we have to execute by March of this year, or February, March of this year, that's last quarter of this financial year. And the way we are setting up the whole plan is that they have to do 8 such major infrastructure requirements, 8 sets, year-on-year basis. So that's where we stand. So the focus is basically to ensure that we have a dedicated facility for that moving forward to execute that 8 sets requirement each year onwards.
And so it's for export, right? It's not for domestic consumption?
No, all this is for export.
All is good. Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. My question firstly is on the nuclear segment of ours. You mentioned in the earlier questions that, you know, and also on your PPT that, you know, there are four projects at Mahi Banswara where, you know, we'll be bidding. Is it possible for you to address the TAM and, you know, the kind of opportunity we can get in terms of revenue from these four projects which we'll be bidding for over the next 3, 4, 5 years as and when they open?
See, basically the today's situation is the tenders have already been floated for these four projects, four 300 MW reactors. Once they are allotted to the contractor who is getting it, then MTAR has an opportunity of much more than what we receive from Taiga Appliances, because Taiga Appliances is only two reactors, we have four reactors. The timeline, I cannot really say. Probably, it's a process by itself, right? They finalize the tenders and then it's a one-year process, I guess. So we are already having our plate is full in terms of orders, so probably the orders might kick in the next financial.
Okay. And sir, the other question is, you have a specific slide on, you know, role in India's PSDR program, and the company also contributed for this program. So can you just help us understand that, what can be the opportunity size here for us?
See, the PSDR program was a very long program for us, which we have actually contributed massively for that in terms of the core of the reactors in various major SMPs, which we have done exclusively for IGCAR and BAVNI projects, that's PSDR. So now, since it's achieved the criticality, now they're looking at setting up. I think what we've heard is they're going to set up another couple of more reactors, which they started sending the details to us. So the opportunity is very big in that. So let's see, as and when we have more information on that, we'll update all of you on that. But there is a great opportunity coming forward for that, since they have achieved the criticality right now.
So in nuclear, how we work with EPC contractors, here we are directly working with EPC contractors or with the government?
No, this is directly with the government.
So the pace of
for PSDR is directly with the government.
So if you have to like understand the pace of the nuclear or the PSDR program, either of them scaling up faster, we would not in terms of revenue, but in terms of, you know, the timelines of things happening faster. PSDR would come ahead of nuclear?
I'm not too sure about that. See, PSDR will definitely come forward because they have achieved criticality, and it's a great achievement by the government of India to do that. We have contributed a lot for that. It's kind of part of our nuclear cycle to use the thorium deposits that we have. All this is for civil generation power requirements, right? So obviously, the step is taken right now in terms of moving forward with the next factor. So let's see how soon they come up with that.
Understood. And this is the last question. I think the previous participant touched upon it. The products and other sectors where we are supplying certain components which are import substitutes, and we also have certain export orders here. Is it possible to elaborate if certain end usage and the products what we are making which are critical, and also the end usage of these industries, it mainly comes from the point of view of understanding the sustainability of this vertical for our business, given that it's scaled up so significantly in Q1?
Yeah, so the sustainability, it's going to sustain even do better moving forward. So it's a combination of aerospace, defense, clean energy. It's a combination of all those products that we have developed over the years. And it's going to sustain and do better actually, quarter-on-quarter basis. That's what we are looking at here.
Sir, like in aerospace, once we get our first articles approved, is that the similar nature of this business that we are getting certain first articles approved and then, you know, winning long-term orders?
That's exactly what I've said. See, as the CFO also mentioned earlier, see, basically what you have seen, we have done a lot of work in the last couple of years in order to establish the first articles, the infrastructure, getting qualified for aerospace, and getting the right customers, and our quality getting approved very well by all these customers. So we already moved into the volume production for majority of the first articles, and some are in the process. So it's an ongoing process. So what you're seeing the numbers right now is an effort of which was done over the last 1.5 years.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Janesh Karia from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So considering
I can't hear you. Can you come closer to the...
Is this better, sir? Hello, is this better? Hello?
No, it's not.
Hello, is this better now? Hello?
Yeah, it's better right now.
So thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So considering the 5,500 crores of orders that we have currently and a very strong outlook on all our segments, incrementally our revenue will also multifold grow in the coming years. The 500 crores of capex and the incremental working capital requirement, how do we plan to fund it? Will it be debt funded, internal accruals funded, or will we require some external capital to fund it?
No, it will be a combination of internal funding and the debt. That's what it is.
Understood, sir. So the second question is on the US data center side. So considering we have a large customer there, any on-ground news that you are hearing from interaction with your customers with regards to delay in the incremental capacity or capex which is being spent on the US data centers? Any delays or slippages you expect in the near term or the medium term?
See, all this is unwanted noise. I really wanted to express this very clearly. You have seen how we have progressed as far as MTAR is concerned and how we are moving forward and the kind of orders we are receiving even recently as well. So things are going in the right direction. Absolutely, there is no issue at all.
Perfect, sir. That's good to hear. Thank you for addressing the questions and all the best for the future.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Access Max Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. My first question is more to do at a very, longer term picture perspective. We are given to understand Bloom, Fremont capacity, they are looking to expand it all the way to 5 gigawatts. This would technically mean something like 77,000 odd boxes as such. Even if you exclude the Taiwanese player, the capacity for you, it will probably be basically asking you to do more than 60,000 hot boxes per year as such. Will you be in a position to do that? And even some picture beyond that, probably they may have to increase their capacity as well, given the kind of requirement you have for behind the meter solutions globally for all these data centers as such. What is the outlook over there? I understand there is some NDR and maybe you don't want to disclose many things, but you could probably give some, qualitative indicators as such.
I can't get into the numbers because of the NDA sign, but that's the whole plan, right? To take care of the customer requirements. That's all I can say right now. So we are on track with everything that what the customer needs.
Got it. My second question will be more about the content per platform in defense. What exactly are you offering in Tejas? What will be that value per platform for, say, let's assume for one aircraft? Similarly, on the content per platform and content per reactor for, say, nuclear, if you could give us some numbers to understand how big is the opportunity here and how much you can incrementally make an inroad.
See, as I mentioned earlier, in defense program, we are pages into the actuated program, which is about 140-150 crores. It's going to go even further than that. So that's not the only area. We are working on very niche areas in defense, which we don't get in the kind of projects. So we are working on various projects, including various projects in AMCA as well. So we are working on a number of projects which are, we find there's a lot of value add and the criticality is involved in those projects. So these numbers are going to grow for sure. And our basket, our wallet share is pretty high in terms of the reactive judgment to the content. Like we have 5 crores of orders for reactors. It is direct. So we're looking at 4-6 reactors coming in. So there is a massive plan for, by the government of India also moving forward to really ramp up. And we keep talking about clean energy, but we are really pushing ourselves to expand our capabilities beyond the, for the requirements that we are seeing, foreseeing in a huge way in the nuclear program. And MTAR is really working towards that in terms of fulfilling these commitments, which are going to come in a big way over the next 2-3 years.
Surely, sir. I appreciate it. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Piyush Sewal Dasani from Sundaram Alternates. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats for a great set of results. So my first question is on the interest cost of 16 crores. If you could help us with the bifurcation of how much of that is non-fund based limit, and given the free up in the working capital, how should we see the interest cost going forward?
So the interest costs, basically, I think I don't have the exact breakup of that, but probably CFO Srilekha can give it a little later to you. But it's a combination of everything, and probably it would we're trying to reduce our interest costs also moving forward further. So it would come down moving forward, you know, a quarter on quarter basis, I guess. So I think more details.
Sure. So just last question on this production other division. I think we were trying to increase our TAM with our largest client. We were trying to get into the enclosures and cable harness. Any other new products which we are trying to expand our opportunity with them?
Yeah, we are definitely doing that. We are getting qualified for additional assemblies as well. So as and when it is done, we'll intimate accordingly. So we are doing that in the first division. We are doing that.
Okay, sure.
This is a whole entire approach. No, what I want to say is just the entire commission is the innovation. We keep working on developing new products on a consistent basis, and we'll see the result 6 months, 1 year down the line in terms of volumes and all that. That's our focus right now. So that's a continuous process.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vipra Srivastav from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Sure, sir. Thanks for allowing me to ask one more question. So quickly on the product side, where we have obviously seen a very rapid run-up in the context of this quarter's revenue. So specifically, sir, going ahead, what kind of programs you're working on? I mean, what kind of ramp-up you see as far as products is concerned over the next couple of years?
See, the product engine is going to grow rapidly because we have done a lot of work in terms of aerospace, energy and various other sectors. And you are seeing the results now in this quarter and see moving forward as well. And as I said earlier, basically, it's a continuous process to develop the products to cater to the existing customers and new customers as well in various sectors. So it's a combination of different segments that we are working on in the products division, which we have done over the last couple of years, and you're seeing the results right now. And moving forward as well, the segment is going to grow more and more.
Sure, sir. That makes a lot of sense. That's all from mine. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
So from your backlog, if you could tell us what is the execution cycle of the products backlog and the clean fuel, clean energy fuel cell backlog?
See, that's a very good question. So we have enough orders, which is demand is so high. See, when people are asking about...
Sir, your sound is not audible. Sorry.
No, I think I am audible to anyone. I don't know. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. There's a quite disturbance in your voice.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's better, sir. Now.
Okay. See, we have enough orders. Execution we are really focusing upon. The more we execute, the better it is for customers. That's what we are doing right now. That's why we're going to the expansion plans and also improving on the operation efficiencies of the existing capacity. So the best part of the order book, if it's not like an order book, it has to be executed over 5 years or 10 years. It's all short cycle. Some are within 1 year, some are within 6 months, some are within 2 months, some are within 1.5, 2 years. So it is something that really order book the government. It's not an order book which is sent over.
Sorry, your sound operator, I cannot listen anything. I think.
Sorry, sir, actually we are losing your voice.
So we are losing
but
your
it
voice.
Is audible. Okay. I would request you to do the adjustments.
I've done this.
Sir, we are still losing your voice.
My voice is clear.
Yeah, your voice is clear, sir.
Okay. So can you ask question again?
I was asking on the...
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I was just asking on the execution cycle of the clean fuel cells order backlog, if that's possible to share.
Sir,
can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, what orders you are seeing right now is that we need to execute them over this year and the next year. And the sooner we do, we are all looking at the execution cycle and implementation of the capacities. And these are all short cycle orders. It's not that we're trying to execute this over the next 3 years, 4 years. It's all very short cycle orders which we need to execute as soon as possible.
Okay. And, sir, in the total gigawatt issuance of your key customers, what will be the indicative market share that we have?
No, there's nothing like market share. We right now, the demand is so high right now in terms of the requirements by the customer. So we hold a majority of the share in that, but we can't spell out the exact percentage right now.
Okay. And the last question is on the products business, and there's a substantial number this quarter. And on the aerospace and defense business, if I had to ask you 3-4 years down the line, what should be the size of these businesses? So these businesses have been around 100 crore size, 130 crore annual size. If I had to ask you in FY30 based on whatever work efforts that you have put in and the the platforms or the projects that you're working on, what kind of business sizes they should be 3-4 years down the line?
I can't say the exact number, but the kind of roadmap we have, it might cross 1,000 crores very comfortably.
Both these combined?
No, I'm talking about the products.
No, we lose you. Individually 1,000 crores.
No, no. Aerospace, probably looking at 600, 700 crores, and products should cross in more than 1,000 crores.
Okay. Products will be 1,000 and aerospace 600, 700 crores.
That's fair.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. In the interest of time, that was our last question. And I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you everyone for joining us today and sparing your time to join our earnings call for Q1 FY27. I would like to thank all the employees of Enta, the contribution they have done, and even moving forward as well. And I would like to also thank the shareholders for their trust and faith in Enta and continue to support the company moving forward as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of MTAR Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.